Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program Al-Fiqh wa al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 9th of Rabiul Awal, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 6th of October, 2022. Today our topic is on Khula. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what's the literal meaning of Khula?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both terms are used in the Noble Quran. If you study Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 187, one will find Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun, that they, the wives, they are the garments for you, the husband, and you, the husbands, you are the clothing for them. Surah chapter 2, verse 187. So what does clothing do? It gives us comfort. Husband, wife give comfort to one another, peace, sukoon, harmony. What does clothing, garments do? They cover our cuts, our scars, our faults. So husband, wife cover one another and conceal one another's faults. What does the clothing and body do? They are like attached to one another, nearby to one another. So similarly, husband, wife is not a dictatorship, it's a partnership. So you're supposed to be near one another and you're supposed to be complementing and supplementing one another. And if you read Surah 20, Surah Taha and verse number 12, you will find Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Ana Rabbuka fakhla'na alayk innaka bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa. I am your sustainer, nourisher, provider, O Nabi Musa alayhi salam. His honorable name is mentioned the most in the Noble Quran amongst the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam. 136 times he was dark in complexion, sheepish hair. But you see, Allah elevates whoever He wants to. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَعُ. You see, خُلَع. Take out, remove, نَعَلَيْكَ, your sandals, your shoes. Why? إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. You are in a very, very holy and sacred valley, and the valley's name is Tuwa. So there you will find from the lexicon and the dictionary, what is the meaning of khula? Izala, an-naz'u, that remove something and obliterate something. So that is the meaning of khula in the lexicon, in the dictionary.
Mufti Saab, what is the difference between khula and talaq?
Remember that the definition of khula, according to the fuqaha and jurists, will be فِرَاقُ الزَّوْجَ بِالْعِوَذِ بِأَلْفَازٍ مَخْصُوصًا. So you are separating yourself from your wife, but بِالْعِوَذِ, you're getting something in exchange. You are receiving a compensation, and you use certain specific words. So that will be خُلَى, where the wife, because she knows she is in the wrong, she does not want to perform a 5 daily salat, or remember that she mingled with the wrong friends and so forth, or her attire, her dressing, she wants to run around with a miniskirt and tracksuit the whole time and so forth in everywhere, public and what have you. So I'm just giving a few examples, there are many more. So now the husband is trying to make jorna, that to make the home, but she is going on and she wants torna, she wants to now come out of that marriage. So, and she wants to break it. So that is why it is called khula. And that means now the husband will issue the talaq in writing. Or you must remember verbally, he'll announce it, pronounce it. But he will receive a compensation from her or from her family. For example, a father, brother, whoever wants to pay it. So that will be fine in cash or kind. But when you look at talaq, talaq means mufrad firaqu zawja ay bi talaq bi ghayri iwazin. That there the husband does not receive anything, and there also bi alfazin maqsusa. So the dichotomy, the difference, the biggest difference will be in khula, the husband is receiving something in exchange. Why? Because the wife also is admitting she is the party in the wrong, she is the guilty party. So Islam says, okay, you admit you are wrong, and therefore now you have to now pay this amount. So remember that, whether it's the mahar or whatever. And in the case of talaq, remember the husband now, he tried his level best, or he's supposed to try his level best, and then as the last option. It must never be used as the first option. It must be the last resort. Therefore, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that abghadul halali ilallahi at-talaq. The most hated thing by Almighty Allah, which Allah made permissible, is talaq and divorce. And the hadith in Abu Dawood, and the member in Maqasid al-Hasana, by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, you will find that ihtazza bihi arshur rahman. So when the talaq is issued by the husband, then the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah shakes and so forth. So that basic difference, talaq, when the husband issues, then he doesn't receive any compensation, ransom. In khula, the wife or her family will pay something which they agreed on already in cash or kind to the husband, and he'll take possession of it and then issue the talaq and divorce.
Uftisab, what is the difference between khula and fasakh?
Fasakh, we must understand, for a couple that are married, a proper nikah was performed, and then after 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, Allah forbid, now the marriage turns sour, so the husband wants out, or the wife wants out. So the first option will be talaq. But as I explained on several occasions, talaq must be the last resort and not the first option. Second one, where the wife is guilty, remember that she can opt for khula, and the husband and she reach an amicable mutual agreement, and then she gives something in cash or kind, husband takes possession, and he issues the talaq. So fasakh is where the husband is guilty. He is busy humanizing, he is busy with wine and swine and drugs and alcohol and all these type of things. So remember, you don't want to read salat and so. Now the wife is fed up, obviously. So now she tells him, issue talaq. He's not prepared to do that. So in a Muslim country, she, the lady, will go to the Islamic Muslim court, and remember, she will file for a divorce. So then there'll be a court case that, why do you want a divorce and so forth. So both parties have to be present in fasakh. In our countries, non-Muslim countries, where we don't have Muslim Islamic courts and what have you, so you have the jamiyats, you have some ulama, you call them a tribunal. So both parties will be there. And when they investigate, it will be like a mini court case taking place. Therefore, both parties have to be present. And then they also realize that the husband, remember, is the guilty party. He is bashing his wife up, he's assaulting her, or he's not reading salat, and he is on drugs and alcohol, or he's humanizing and all these factors. So in a case like that, Islam will not allow that the wife be used as a punching bag and so forth. So Islam, that the ulama will tell him that issue a talaq, but he's proud and too arrogant and obstinate and stubborn. So he says, no, he will not do so. So they, the jamiyat, the ulama, that group there that are, in Urdu they say panchayat. And remember this group of ulama, tribunal. So it doesn't have to be ulama, even people who are non-ulama, but if they know the laws of fasakh and talaq, and even they can, but let's say ulama to be safe. So in a case like that, the tribunal then will use their powers, and what will that be? That the overriding power they will use, an authority, and they will tell him, now your marriage is annulled, is fasakh. But yeah, in fasakh, people sometimes don't understand. So he accepted it, she accepted it, and then there's iddat and all that. So after 6 months, 1 year, because absence made the heart grow fonder, So let's say this couple who went for Fasakh and they went to the tribunal and the annulment was given, announced, pronounced, it was given to them in writing and everything. So in a case like that, now they want to reconcile. So this is a mistake sometimes some ulama make, that when they reconcile after nikah-e jadid, a new nikah, the husband will still possess 3 talaq, because he never issued talaq. Remember that. So fasakh shay'un akhar, and talaq is shay'un akhar. So we must remember that in this case here, it will be still 3 talaq. Yes, in the case where there is khula, so remember then, because the wife wants out, she's fed up and so forth, therefore she's prepared to pay a compensation. So that will be 1 talaq-e-ba'in. So when it is 1 talaq-e-ba'in, whether it's during the iddat or whether it is after the expiry of the iddat, then in that case there, that they must perform a new nikah, provided that she agree and the father and them agree. So we must know that Islam has introduced and sanctioned all these type of laws so that to preserve the rights of the lady where she is, you must remember, either abused or either she is not fulfilling the rights of the husband and so forth. So that is why we have the laws of talaq and divorce, or khula, where the divorce will take place but the wife pays compensation, or fasakh, where annulment takes place and the verdict will be passed either by the judge, the qazi, Muslim qazi obviously, or magistrate, or the tribunal and ulama and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, can a husband demand more than the mahar?
Remember that Quran Sharif speaks of all these issues here. See in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah chapter 2, verse number 229, Almighty Allah says that if you're giving a talaq, with clear-cut explicit words, what we call talaq, talaq-e-raji, we discussed this already in detail, then at-talaqu marratan fa imsakum bima'ruf. So if after 1 talaq or 2 talaq you take her back during the iddat period, then there's no need for tajdeedun nikah. So you keep her and with love, respect and so forth, justice. Or you don't want her, or tasrihum bi ihsan, then you release her with justice and beauty, you give her gifts and so forth. Wala yahillu lakum, see Quran is saying, wala yahillu lakum, is not halal for you, husband, an ta'khudhu mimma ataytumuhunna shay'a. It's haram for the husband or the husband's family, his parents or siblings or whoever, that they extort money or anything else from this lady here and say, but you in the wrong, the husband is in the wrong, so all that is haram. So Quran is very clear, illa ayya khawfa, except where they fear, both of them, husband, wife. Allah yuqima hudud Allah, that they cannot establish the boundaries, the parameters, the limits which Almighty Allah has imposed upon them. Now this is the sentence which will show you about khula, chapter 2, verse number 229. Fa in khiftum, so if you fear, husband, wife, and your families also now, they can't assist much and so forth, so therefore the plural is used. Then, Allah yuqima hudud Allah, that you can't establish the parameters, boundaries of Almighty Allah, fala junaha alayhima, then remember, there is no sin upon the two of them, fi maftadat bih, that she pays a fidya. But there must be valid grounds. It's not that the husband just is giving talaq so that he wants to collect some compensation. And he says, this is very good. He'll get married and then tell her that he won't divorce her, but she must pay. Then he gets married again and then he does that. So all that is haram. These are in those cases where the wife is wrong and so forth. Not an extortion backer, racket and so forth. We must be very clear on these issues. Therefore, Quran said, وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ شَيْئًا. So where the wife is wrong and the husband really wants to make the home, so there, now she don't want to change, so she pays a fidya and so forth, a ransom compensation. See in the next sentence, Quran has it, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the parameters, the boundaries of Almighty Allah. فَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Don't go beyond that. If you're going to do that, وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, Whosoever transgresses the boundaries, limits of Almighty Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, those are the zalims, the oppressors, the earthly and major sinners they are. So from here we learn one great rule, one great lesson. You see, secular law, governments, all that, they make law, finish and clear, end of the story. Islam, no. One is the written law, the constitution, but one is the spiritual law. Quran is reminding you, 1, 2, 3, in places repeatedly, variety, that remember, don't go beyond the limits. Remember, tomorrow is day of justice. Remember, tomorrow you will be in the divine court, Yawm al-Hisab, this reckoning. So that is the unique feature and characteristic of Islam. It appeals to the heart of the person as well, and not just the law that is written and the constitution and so forth. So that is what makes Islamic Sharia so unique as well, as you can see in this example.
Mufti Sahib, can the husband in talaq, can he take back gifts?
Remember that when a talaq takes place, husband, wife, now that he says he issued the talaq already, or he is in the wrong, the husband, and he says that he will only give her talaq if she returns the mahar, the marital gift, or she must return the jewelry, or the money, the cash, or the crooked coins, and all these things here. All that absolutely haram. See, I teach you here two ayats from the noble Quran. What Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us here. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا, that if you gave your wives qintara, Surah 4, verse number 20, chapter 4, verse 20. Qintara means al-amwalul kathira. You gave your wife hundreds of thousands, millions you gave her. Now see the Quranic law. Therefore you must understand the rhetoric, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran. See, I'm going to use it here. فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Then you, the husband, you're not allowed to take from that wealth even 1 cent, 1 rupee, $1 you can't take. See, shay'a is nakira, is a common noun. And that common noun is preceded by a negation, la, fala ta'khudu. An nakiratu fi siyaqin nafyi tadullu alal umum. When you have a common noun and before that there is a negation, then it gives a general message and general connotation. So what is the meaning here? The translation will be, وَآتَيْتُمْ, you the husbands, you gave, إِحْدَاهُنَّ, any one of the wives, قِنْطَارَ, millions, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, you cannot take back from the wealth which you gave her and is in her possession, she's the owner, شَيْئًا, even 1 cent you can't take. You see? So that will be the translation. Then what Quran says, أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ, the Hamza istifham, inkar, Allah is objecting and Allah Ta'ala is saying, how can you take it back? Buhutana, are you casting aspersions, allegations against your wife? She didn't commit the crime, you must remember that, of adultery and so forth. Wa ithman mubina, and it is a major, major sin. And then Allah Ta'ala uses ta'ajjub, words of astonishment and surprise. وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ, O husband, you gave your wife talaq, you're on the verge of giving her talaq, so how can you take it from her? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, and you were already, your bodies met, and you had your lust and passion, you deflowered her, you had wonderful moments, all that in the Quran also I'll show you now. إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, and your wives have taken from you a solemn pledge. Surah 4, verses number 90, number 20, 21. Verses 20, 21. So therefore, when you buy a car, you buy a computer, cell phone, you don't need witnesses. You can buy it, sell it, trade it in. But marriage is mithaqan ghaliza. We need two witnesses. We need the permission of the girl's father or guardian and so forth. And is ijab and qabool, at a proposal and acceptance and all that. So there are many, many related issues to show you the sanctity of it. And in the very context of nikah and talaq and that, Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not forget the grace amongst you. How many good moments you had. See, so Allah Ta'ala is addressing the husbands that don't just think through, you know, that one way you start thinking like the horse. You know the horse got that tunnel vision. That it's got that, what do you call it, they put on the horse that when it's running, galloping, and that in the race, like a mask they put there. So anyway, so it must not look right and left and so forth. They must just be so running, fun. So now sometimes the husband got tunnel vision, you know. He just looks one way. So Allah says, nay, that وَأَنْتَعْفُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. If you learn to forgive and all that is nearer to taqwa. And husband, wife, where things are turned sour, وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't go and forget the grace, the benevolence among yourself, your moments of enjoyment and so forth. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 237. So everything you will find in the noble Quran, and remember that Islam is not only addressing us, but is addressing our inner conscience, our heart, our iman, our taqwa. So all that must be put together, and then rather we make effort to save the home and the marriage than to break it and destroy it. And then you see today what's happening here. So today you see, there's the news broke now, that last night or today or 1-2 days ago, that in America, the soccer team, you see, the ladies soccer team. So now half of them, they left. Because they were degraded, they were insulted, and maybe there were other, you know, sexual harassment and this harassment and us and all this kind of. So that is what happens when you have the wrong type of things. Now all the women come together, and the coach is a woman, and all this, and one thing leads to another and so forth. We all can understand. So Islam, everything of Islam is a natural system. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. So the system of Allah will never change, nor in the quality and nor in the quantity. So we must understand that if we have jaundiced eyes and we find mistakes there in the Sharia, it's not the fault of Sharia and Islam, it's your fault. وَكَمْ مِنْ عَائِبٍ قَوْلًا صَحِيحًا. How many people, their brains are damaged, they don't have the intellect, the capacity. So, وَعَافَتُهُ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ السَّقِيمِ. You are sick. Not the Sharia or Islam has a defect and so forth. So these are basic rules. We must always take cognizance.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, in the case of Khula, does the husband give the talaq first? What happens in the case of Khula?
Anything we want to know, remember we have to go to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Sharif itself tells us, Surah 3, Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. I explained that to you already. Yuhbibkumullah, you then become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your Allah will forgive you your sins. We are weak, khulikal insanu dwaifa. We are sinners and so forth. So many things there are. So now let us see. They are in Medina Munawwara and there's a couple. The husband is Thabit bin Qais. The hadith in Bukhari Muslim. So Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala an is the sahabi, the husband. And according to the ulama, they said, some of the ulama have written that her name was Jamila, that the wife's name. So she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, see, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that me, I don't have any complaint against my husband. No fi khalqin wala khulukin. That no regarding his features, or regarding his akhlaq and piety and character and all that, I'm telling you, he's there. But I also don't want to be ungrateful and so forth, that if this marriage is going to continue, then there will be more and many more issues. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam told her, okay, so what we will call, what we will say, that they were not compatible to one another. You see, they were not compatible. She had her outlook, he had his outlook, and there were many issues like that. So then Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked, open Bukhari, Muslim. This is awwalu khul'a fil Islam. So the first time khul'a took place. Ataruddina alayhi hadiqatahu. Will you return the garden, the orchard he gave you as mahar? So the first question was posed. She said, "Qalat na'am." She said, "Yes, no problem. I want my freedom. So that is the ransom. That is the compensation I am prepared to pay." Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam told him, "For Thabit radiallahu anhu, wa talliqa tatliqa." Did you give a talaq? So the wife will give, and immediately after that, you can say, then the husband will issue the divorce and so forth. Obviously, this can never happen, that the husband, you must remember, takes that and he doesn't issue the talaq and divorce. So therefore, there must be and should be. Must don't mean compulsory, but there should be witnesses, so that there is no nizah and no ikhtilaf and differences and so forth and so on. So it will be one party gives and the other party issues the talaq. So it will be like a simultaneous process. But first that we must clarify the issue. What the wife is going to give to the husband, it must be acceptable to both parties. That is very important. And in this day and this age, you have the mutajaddideen and mutajaddidat. You have all these modernist men and women. They say if the wife gives the talaq, that is khula. That is not, there's nothing like that. She can utter the word talaq 50 times, 100 times, the nikah is still valid. Remember that. Except fi surat in wahida, I explained that to you, and that is tafwizu talaq, where the husband delegated her, and he gave her the right also to issue a divorce. And even then, she's not divorcing the husband, she's divorcing herself out from the husband. There's a difference between the two. So remember, so that is one exception to the rule. So yeah, we will say that the husband, that the wife should make the proposal, and the husband accepts it, what she's going to give, the cash, or the jewelry, or the clothing, or the farm, or whatever. So this farm was given to her as a mahar, marital gift, and she was very happy to give it back, please. She wanted the freedom and out of this. So then Nabi alayhi salam said, you give one talaq. So it shows that first the gift will go, the ransom compensation, and then the talaq. But it will be like simultaneous almost.
Mufti Sahib, if the husband demands something that is haram or unknown, then what happens?
Remember that if the husband tells his wife, okay, you want out of this marriage and all that, you must bring for me alcohol, or you must bring for me drugs, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Or he says, just give me some dollars or some euros or some pounds or something like that. So all this is majhul. We don't know what is the quantity and the amount. See the greatness of the fuqaha, the jurors. Therefore, when you study Quran Sharif, you find there, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that you need the small group to go out. And they must learn and understand deen. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And tafakku is from ba'vita fa'ul, which means taklif, takalluf, which means you will, for tafakku, you will undergo deep slot of difficulty. Then only tafakku will come. And then you see the hadith, so many hadith, Bukhari Sharif hadith, reported by Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda, may yuridillahu bihi khayra yufakkihu fid din. That when Allah Ta'ala decrees goodness for you, Allah gives you the deep, profound understanding of deen. So that is what it is. Now in a case like that, what you will do? So the same fuqaha jurors, they said that she must give him mahrul misal. We discussed that in the lesson of mahrul misal. In that area, in that place, at that time there, a normal lady, what will be the mahar she will receive? For example, in South Africa nowadays, a normal lady in a marriage and so forth, she will receive, say, 17,000, 18,000 rand, simple $1,000, Kruger coin and so forth and so on. So she must give him the 17,000 rand, and then he accepts it and issues the talaq, and the talaq will be talaq-e-ba'in. So the point I want to make, Islam has brought about solutions even in these type of cases where the husband is but crazy, he's telling her bring alcohol or bring drugs and so forth. So all that will be null and void. Or he tells her, you must remember that, you know, just give me certain amount. But he didn't specify what it is. So then the law will be, she must give him, you must remember that mahar al-misl. But if he says no, it's too much and so forth, he wants to take half quarter. So that's his prerogative. So there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, what is the iddah for khula?
That's a very interesting question. And among the fuqaha and jurors, there's difference of opinion. The Hanbalis and Shafis and them say that it is haizatun. So you must remember that, just one haiz, you must remember. So once she undergoes one period, one menses period, so finish, she'll be out of the iddat, and iddat will expire and so forth. Some ulama of the Shafis mention others also, but anyway, this is famous. And Hanbalis is that. And majority scholars is that, because the hadith says that if you open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. But Hanafis, what they do, Hanafis like to keep the usul, you know, that no, don't change it, this and all that. So Hanafis say, Salasata Quru. If you study the Quran Sharif, Surah 2 and verse 228, you will find that is mentioned about Salasata Quru. So a husband gave his wife a talaq. So when he gave the talaq, then what happens is the waiting period will be 3 menses, quru. And that is according to Hanafis, Hanbalis. And according to Shafi'is and the Malikis, 3 periods of cleanliness. That is an ordinary straightforward divorce where the husband did not receive any compensation in return, right? But where the husband received, so the wife paid him, or the wife family paid him. So in a case like that, it will be 1 menses only, according to majority scholars. And according to the Hanafis, they will say 3 menses, even in the case of khula. So Hanafis will be 3 menses, and majority scholars will be 1 menses. So that is how you will understand the differences. So we will say that the fatwa or theirs is fatwa, Hanafis will be taqwa and fatwa and ihtiyat, they'd rather keep it as 3 menses. So, but there are ahadith of bihaizatin wahida and so forth. So anyway, that's why you have these differences of opinion among the great, great jurors of Islam.
Mufti Sahib, the husband agrees to take the money that was agreed upon for the talaq of khula. However, then he refuses to give the talaq. What happens in this case?
Obviously, as I mentioned, that is haram. Then that will come under the category on top. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُهُنَّ شَيْئًا. That is haram for you, the man, to take something from her. So you must remember that he's a ghasib and he has usurped the rights. So she can now go to the judge and the qazi and so forth. Or she goes to the tribunal, I gave him the jewelry, I gave him the farm, and that was our agreement and so forth. Therefore we say, all these type of issues should be done. Remember that in the case there with his witnesses. I'll give you my personal, you know, one incident. Mias Farm, as we know Mias Farm, you come from that part of the world, so you know it. So I think I've been to Mias Farm about 4 or 5 times in my entire life. When I finished Hifz, 1970, so we were at a Shaban, so my parents, obviously, they will want them to perform Taraweeh, but I was very young, you know, with Allah's help. So I still remember my father bought a brand new car, you know, the Ranger, it was green with the black vinyl top. So my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, said, you know what, best thing is we go to Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi, the old person, student of Hazrat Allamah Kashmiri. So then we went there, my father drove, my ustad in front, I'm with the back, and then Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi Rahimahullah asked some questions in Gujarati. I told him I don't understand what this old man is saying. Then they translated and so forth. He said, no, this chap doesn't know anything, so he can't perform Taraweeh. So end of the story, right? That was 70. When I came back in 80, then I always wanted to teach, you know, in a Darul Uloom and so forth and so on. So anyway, so I went and spoke to Mausema, and then he said, okay, they'll inform me, but nothing was happening. They did inform me, like Monday, Tuesday, Darul Uloom is opening 81, that Saturday afternoon. So I was in a state of panic, so I heard that Mia Swam got something. So in 80 again, I landed up there. And I spoke again to Mufti Saab and so forth, because he said Hafiz Abdul Rahman is in charge, and you know that, so he will make the decision in this. Anyway, till now, I never got any phone call and all that. This is just on the lighter side. Third one, then there was some guests from Pakistan, Mufti Rafi, Mufti Taqi, and their nephew and nieces, and whoever. So they wanted to go to Mia Swam because they heard about it and so forth. So I had to take them. I got lost in a lot of stories and all that. But anyway, we managed to go there. Then one more time is to do with our lesson. Now this couple here, they insisting they want to separate and this and all that. I told them, me, I don't do all. They said, please do us one favor. So I said, what you want? She said that, okay, that go there to Mia's farm, and then the jewelry is there. They will give you the jewelry, and that you bring here. Bring it back home and we'll to Lens, and we'll come pick it up. And then the talak, you just give it to them and this type of thing. Not I give it to them. He already, like, you know, sent it and all that. So we just had to hand it over and all that. So that is how I landed up there. So meaning that it will be done like simultaneously. But that question what you are asking, that the wife hands over her side of the bargain, the money or the jewelry or, you must remember, the clothing or whatever, and that is permissible. And now the husband refuses, so remember that we'll punish him also in a true Islamic country, because now he's trying to undermine the Islamic law and stealing and usurping the money or the assets of somebody else. So that is totally haram and unacceptable.
Mufti Saab, will a lady, a wife, be in sin if she asks for khula?
Remember, there are two ahadis, three things here we should remember. If the wife asks for this khula or talaq and so forth, min ghayri ba'asin, without a valid excuse, then if you open Mishkat Sharif, Mustal Ahmad and that, you will find hunnal munafiqat. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said they are like the hypocrites. The ladies who are hypocrites, she is like them. So remember, every couple will have some ups and downs. There will be some vicissitudes and so forth. So you can't just say, give me talaq, make me khula and us and all that. So all that is haram. Second one, min ghayri ba'asin, without a valid excuse. And she says, give talaq, give khula, let's make khula and all that. And there's no valid grounds. Lam yajidna ra'ihat al-jannah. Never mind Jannah and paradise. Even the fragrance of paradise, they will not come to them and they'll be deprived of it. Meaning, she will suffer consequences there in Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid. So therefore, you see, the basic thing is, when people perform wudu, ablution, then nobody says they must become an alim or a mufti or so forth. But the basic rules of the breakers of wudu, the nawaqis of wudu, that you must know. So similarly, when you're about to enter into nikah and matrimony and so forth, so the basic rules that will break your nikah, that will nullify your nikah, for example, the basic rules of talaq, the basic rules of khula, the basic rules of fasakh, all this we explained already. So remember that you must know. So in a case like this, for her to claim that, you know, they want and so forth, and all, so that won't be acceptable. She will be committing a major, major sin, and remember that it's unacceptable. Yes, you must remember, there's no scope for reconciliation and so forth. Then, as a last resort, then you go and then you make khula or talaq or whatever it is. So that is what Islam is teaching. If you look at the underlying factor in the, you know, family life, family structure, you will find that whether it is talaq, the divorce, or whether it is khula, the divorce, and the husband is going to receive compensation in lieu of that, or is fasakh and annulment, you will find the underlying factor before that always is what? Jorna, and reconcile, was sulhu khayr. And in that very context is mentioned that sulah and reconciliation is the best, because it's not one life. They take your example. So now you got husband, you got wife, you got 3-4 children. So like that, now you impacting on 4 people's lives, on 5 people's lives. So depending how many children you got. So therefore, it's better for all parties, as far as possible, that they reconcile.
Mufti Sahib, in the case of a couple having issues, what is the first step that they should do?
Quran Sharif teaches us all this. فَإِذُوهُنَّ So remember that the husband should speak to her in a very kind, polite manner and so forth, make her heart melt. And then if she, mashallah, changes, very good. Second one, وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ That you must now, وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَدَاجِ Separate the beds. It don't mean you take a saw and make the double bed, single bed, single bed. No, that is shaitan here. So it means you withhold the conjugal relationship. But today when you tell the husbands this, sometimes, not all, but sometimes some of them, they want to get busy now with their secretary or somebody else. So obviously all that is haram. Or the wife will say, this is very good for me because I don't want to have, you understand, a conjugal relationship with you. So you have to study the situation also. Wadribuhun. You know, today they say that ESCOM needs shock therapy. That's the word they use in the newspaper. ESCOM needs shock therapy. So that is what Islam is saying. Then the third remedial measure will be shock therapy. You take a ruler and just tap her on her hand, or a miswak and you just tap her. No all this hitting on the face and leaving marks and bruises and scars and all that. For such husbands, they must be locked up, you must remember. Never ever does Islam allow that. So we must be clear on these type of issues. So all these issues here were between husband and wife. There's no third party was still involved. Then the Quran Sharif teaches us, remember, that in khiftum shiqaqa bainihuma, that you are there by the 11th hour and the marriage is going to break. And all this you will find in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verses 34, 35. Then you bring arbitrators. فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا So the arbitrators will come in, one from her side, one from the husband's side. And it's not necessary the husband wife must be there. If they dare to answer questions, it's fine, but they have to be honest. So sometimes the arbitrators can tell them they must excuse you and go out of the room. So Allah is saying, Surah 4, verse 135, إِن يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا Even at the 11th hour, if they go with the intention to bring about reconciliation, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا Then Allah Ta'ala will send His help and His special mercy and divine assistance. So that is it. This is when the wife is in the wrong. She's having an affair, or she is flirting with a man and busy with, you know, watching all movies and so forth, not reading Salat and a lot of issues. But what happens when the man is in the wrong? He's busy with his secretary, he don't want to read Salat and a lot of issues and so forth. So that also Almighty Allah addressed and said, وَإِنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 128. So remember that. So verse number 128. So Allah Ta'ala has spoken about these issues. So when you, the wife, you fear from your husband, Nushuza, that he's being rebellious, or I'rada, he's deserting you and so forth. He's no more showing interest in this marriage and so forth. Why? Because he's finding, you know, better pastures, and he's finding all that there somewhere else. So he wants to play golf somewhere else, Allah forbid. So, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا Then there's no sin upon both parties, أَيُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا سُلْحَا That they must reconcile. Just look at the Quran. Allah created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So because it's not your life alone, you're sitting there, a wife, and you got 3 small children, 5 small children, what will happen? So remember, husband is wrong, 100%, but you don't just go for talaq and divorce and khula and fasakh and all. So you will say, no, let's try shula, and both parties must make compromises. وَأُحْدِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّهُ وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ That is the best, and both parties must compromise. Then you will find peace and harmony and so forth. Surah 4, verse number 128. So that is the beauty, the glory of the noble Quran.
Mufti Saab, what is a good response for feminists who seek to confuse this term of khula and presents it as a talaq given to women?
Remember that first response will be that they are not following Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. What are they doing? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. When you say you are a Muslim or a Muslimah, then Allah says you have to enter into Islam in its totality, in its entirety. Islam is not some supermarket pick and choose and that, you know. I like that, so it's fine. I don't like that, so I'll leave it and then I will try and change it. No. There is no amendments to the constitution in Islam. It is divine. It's from Almighty Allah. It's wahi and revelation revealed to the Master. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. So what today some Muslim women with Muslim names, they speak about feminism or they want their own schools and all that. So in a case like that, we will say that they are dwallu wa adwallu. They themselves are astray and they are leading others astray. So remember in Islam that all these issues here of feminist movement and so forth, so it can never be successful. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَيُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَ, that a nation can never prosper when they handed over their matters to ladies and females and so forth. So therefore, Islam will say that they are jahiliyyah. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْهُونَ. So are they seeking the laws of jahiliyyah? So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us about these type of people.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To all our listeners, we will meet you inshallah next week with the same fiqh program inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.